same pace for your nursing home,
advisory board,
but you know, your Social Security has to be contributed.
Part three.
So they let you keep $60 a month for your own personal use. And that's been $60 for years. This year, finally, after many years of pushing, they raised that to $75 a month, money you can have in your pocket. If you're a Medicaid nursing home resident, whatever, pay for a haircut, buy a magazine, buy some gum, what have you. That law has changed. There was a push to increase funding for Alzheimer's care. I'm still checking to see whether that ended up in the final budget. I think it did, but I need to check. And let's see. A bill passed to there was a bill that passed to allow people to have a designated individual to care, to look out for them in nursing homes, and to try to make sure that person would get to visit you. You know, the whole lockdown during COVID was quite distressing all around, but one of the things it prevented was family members and friends from being able to not just be there to visit their family, but to kind of check up on how well they're being treated and cared for. There's a bill that says, you know, there's mandatory reporters for any suspected abuse. They added paratransit drivers to the list of mandatory reporters. So if you're a paratransit bus driver and you have some reason to believe that one of your passengers, senior citizens, are being abused or people with disabilities, then you become a reporter. Just checking on my list of bills. And so again, I'm still sorting out some of the proposals, whether they did or didn't pass, because as you know, sometimes they fail and then they get snuck into the budget or the implementer bill. And the implementer bill was, I don't know, 900 pages. So I've been going through it and through it. But that's a quick summary of bills that came up. And again, the biggest news was that there's been $2 million added for blind and deaf support. And I don't know what it is, because it's so fresh. So we're going to have to find out about that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Andrew other than what is blind and deaf support?
Yep, that's the one. I brought up the question without the answer. It just happened. So we're going to have to find out. I know that in the case of people who are deaf, there's been concern about the availability of interpreting services, but it didn't just say deaf, it says blind. And it doesn't say deaf-blind, it says blind and deaf. And so I'm going to have to find out what that is. And it's so fresh, yesterday or the day before, that I don't have an answer for you.
Is that the sort of thing that goes to regulations review?
No.
Okay. Oh. So we're going to have to figure it out.
Well, probably what will happen is the legislators who put it in will tell us what they meant it to be for.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll stay tuned for that, certainly. All right. Hearing no questions for Andrew, then, Andrew, I thank you for a very thoroughgoing report. And let's move on to the next item on the agenda then. And that would be points to the good and welfare. Any points to the good and welfare? I'd like to start with board members and staff before we move on to the public.
Mr. Chairman, it's Brian. I'd like to...
Brian, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to make an announcement. Certainly, I think you know about my family situation, and I have a very significantly disabled son. And for the last several years, I think it's been quite a challenge to give full attention to two very demanding aspects of my life, my family life, as well as, you know, running BESBE. So I've come to the realization and made the difficult decision I'm retiring October 1st.
This is Randa. Well, Brian, we definitely understand your decision. but we are going to miss you greatly. You've been a really good leader in this agency, and we wish you all the luck. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to echo Randa's comments. This is going to certainly leave a gaping hole in the agency, because the leadership you have provided over the last 3 decades or so has been nothing short of excellent. I mean, you've gone over and above on every possible occasion. I remember when I was a graduate student in the early 1990s and we were having trouble finding me a computer, and you graciously offered to give me the desktop computer that you were assigned. Luckily, we were able to find a computer for me, but that to me is probably the one thing that really speaks of the dedication that you've shown to this agency for the last, for a generation now, Brian. And we thank you deeply and profoundly for your service, and we're certainly going to miss you, and we wish you the very best with their family situation, and I know that they will be so pleased to gain your full attention. So, I thank you.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Any other points to the good and welfare?
This is Eileen Akers.
We're on a show at a time, so let's keep it light. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Eileen.
I'd like to speak for a moment about BCAC, which basically stands for Besby Consumer Advisory Committee. With COVID, I think it's led a lot of us to rethink our purposes and how we proceed both as individuals and as organizations. Our meeting on Monday will give me the opportunity to talk with the members of BCAC about how we are going to proceed. If there is still a valid reason for our existence, do we need to rebrand ourselves, etc.? We started with a totally different name, I think it was called OBCAC or something like that, in 1985, at least that's what I seem to remember. So we have been around for a long time. So my point is, stay tuned to see what the direction will be for us, because we've gone through several reorganizations over the years. When we first started, there were a lot of little grassroots organizations, and then for a while we had quite a part with the award ceremony. So who knows where we will go next, but also I would like to see if there would be a way that I could connect with Lisa regarding the involvement of the deafblind community. Unfortunately, I don't know how to Zoom, so maybe we can figure out some way to communicate. And that is my comment.
Thank you, Eileen. Any further points to the good and welfare? Do any of the members of the public wish to speak under this item? I see Lisa Flaherty Vaughn.
No, Lisa's a no-no.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Andrew.
I just wanted to say that you may know this as members of the board, but just to take a moment to say that as much as board members have expressed this, the staff at our agency and the clientele will very much miss Brian's leadership. He really is all out dedicated to the agency, now the Bureau, and to serving people who are blind. And I'll say that there are times when I think he's gone above and beyond and maybe even too far
in his advocacy for the blind when I sort of thought, you know, I think that person's asked me for a little bit too much. I don't know. And he has been there wanting to make sure that he errs on the side of excess rather than falling short in serving people who are blind, whatever their needs may be. But also the time he puts in and the energy he puts into this agency and to the project of serving people who are blind is pretty stupendous. And so I just wanted the board to know the people on staff. And I'm not one of the professional staff who has built a career of serving people who are blind. I'm kind of an outsider after even 14 years. But it's easy to see, whether you're sighted or not, how much good work he's done. And I just wanted to let the board hear that staff perspective as well. And I could go on, but I think I've made my point, and thank you for the time to do so.
Thank you, Andrew. That's a very important perspective for us to have gained on this occasion. Any further points to the good and welfare?
Oh, the other thing I should say is,
yes,
Brian is not in a position to give me any kind of a raise.
too much.
There was no. I'm a disinterested party financially regarding that comments.
I'd say this is one instance in which you should err on the side of excess.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Any further for the points? Yes.
Before we leave, I would like to say something. I would like to thank Brian for all of your hard work and your involvement within the deafblind community. You have been very responsive, listened to our concerns, our issues, and you've also listened to our Communication Advocacy Network and me and Jesse and the involvement that we've had with you. It's been very, you know, very gratifying. So thank you for all your time. Wish you well. And I hope that you will be keeping in touch with us from time to time. And I hope that we have someone who replaces you who will have a similar personality and, and be able to provide that same kind of leadership and cooperation that you've provided to us. So I just want to say thank you and farewell. And I do have to sign off. I want to thank the interpreters also.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is Catherine Guzman. I have something to say as well, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank Brian really for all of the efforts that you've put forth on behalf of the parents of the blind. I know that I get called occasionally as the parent rep just to listen to people's, you know, gripes or concerns. And I know that a few times, more than a few times, I have reached out to Brian to help these parents individually. And he's just gone above and beyond and was always willing to listen and point me in the right direction of the person that could help. Brian, seriously, you've been amazing, and we're going to miss you.
Wow. I really thank you all again. It was a very, very hard decision, but my family obviously needs me, and I need to dedicate my full attention to them. So I figured finishing out the federal fiscal year, it would certainly at least make the transition easier. But I do thank you all for the kind words.
Further points to the good and welfare. With that, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Senator Farr, motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Eileen Akers, second.
Thank you, Eileen. Since the motion to adjourn takes precedence and requires no discussion, we are therefore adjourned until our next meeting on 30 September. I wish everyone a happy summer. And there are a select few of you who will be hearing from me, likely by email, with regard to Blind Americans Equality Day. Thank you all for participating. and I look forward to seeing you all in September.
Thank you. Everyone have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.